It's a pleasure to welcome to the show President Niko Kaikos, CEO Director Blue Sky Uranium Corp, winner of the Explorer of the Year Award and headquartered in Argentina. Blue Sky is a leader in the uranium discovery in that region, rewarding its loyal shareholders with exceptional returns. Also, they're part of our favorite, the Grosso Group. Welcome to the show, Niko Kaikos.
Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you. I wanted to begin the discussion today with just a brief overview, if you don't mind, of Blue Sky's collaboration with the Grosso Group.
Blue Sky is managed by the Grosso Group. Joe Grosso himself is the chairman and executive chairman of the and a director of the company. I'm the president of the company and been with the Grosso Group since the Grosso Group's inception almost 25 years ago. So Grosso Group brings a junior company like Blue Sky, a larger company's sort of backbone in terms of a quarter century of experience in dealing with communities and community relations and government relations and whatnot, that would be unattainable in the company by itself. And furthermore, it brings tremendous technical expertise. Our VP of Exploration, Guillermo Pensado, was awarded, as you stated earlier, Explorationist of the Year in Argentina by his peers. So it really brings a blue ribbon class of professionals together toward, you know, identifying uranium and vanadium deposit opportunities that Blue Sky's identified in southern Argentina.
Extremely high caliber executives increases and should increase investors' confidence in the operations. So moving on, Blue Sky's flagship Amarillo Grande project was an in-house discovery, according to the literature, with a lot of potential here as a key domestic supplier of uranium, fast-growing Argentine market, and of course on the international market as well. Now, the Ivana project, from what I've read, very exciting recent results, 61 holes drilled, very positive.
The Amarillo Grande project is not just a single deposit here. Covers what is an entire district. It's a trend. The property package that we've got there encompasses a trend that extends 150 kilometers length from north to south and over 50 kilometers wide. And within this entire trend, we have done work and we see both uranium and vanadium occurrences. And because of this, such a large project, of course, you can only chew a little bit at a time. So at the most southernmost portion of the Amarillo Grande trend, we focused on a section called Ivana. And that's where this year we've been able to discover our first deposit and published our first 43-101 resource calculation of just over 19 million pounds of uranium and 10 million pounds of vanadium. What we're doing there is we're advancing now this deposit twofold. One, we're doing a preliminary economic study to highlight what we believe the economic potential of this deposit. And second of all, we're working at growing and expanding this deposit at the same time.
One of the more, I think, unique and exciting prospects with the Amarillo Grande project, the sandstone uranium vanadium deposit, semi-precious metal, but vanadium, was trading as low as $5, $6 a pound about a year or so ago, and now it's blasted up, as of today, last check, nearly $25. Well, it just turns out that your Amarillo project has estimates showing 200% higher than the typical mine there, that according to C's report, and even more promising drill results outside that area of the property.
Yes, and you're correct. It is per pound. When we started working on Amarillo Grande a few years back, we always known that there was an occurrence of vanadium that occurred with the uranium. That $4 a pound, we thought, well, this could be a nice credit. And now we're seeing the price of vanadium almost equaling the price of uranium. And now we're saying, wow, this really almost doubles, in some cases, the value of our project. And in some targets, we're seeing that they have four times the amount of vanadium to uranium. So this is really putting a whole new spin on our project. Definitely we're taking a new look at some of these vanadium-rich sites that we've previously identified. There'll be more to be reported on that as we go forward.
I think that's, as they said, the icing or the cherry on the top of this unique opportunity for investors today. I hope that catches their attention as much as it did ours. Moving on, you know, one of our favorite mining regions, Canada. According to the literature, again, you're at least taking a look at, as well as other studies in the Saskatchewan area.
Yes, we work very closely with the very famous Chuck Edwards, who works at, lives up in Saskatchewan, and the Saskatchewan Research Council. They do a lot of the analyses, mineralogy work for our project. So they've done most of the uranium and vanadium work globally, so they're an internationally renowned center for the kind of work that they do, and all of our work gets submitted up there, and we ensure that we get some of the best engineering input into the analysis for our project. So we're very proud to be working with that organization.
We briefly touched on this, but Explorer of the Year, of course, this award was this year, the Argentina Mining Conference, and obviously this is a feather in the cap, if you will, for Blue Sky.
We're very proud to have our VP Exploration, Guillermo Pensado, awarded this very prestigious award. I think it just speaks volumes to the caliber of professional people that we've got working for Blue Sky. The entire team there, we're super proud of them, and think the results that we're getting right here with Amarillo Grande is that is a testament to the great work that they've been doing.
Would you like to add any further developments or potential areas you'd like to point to listeners and prospective investors today?
Amarillo Grande represents, arguably the most important uranium vanadium discovery in Argentina in the last half century. And I think now as we go forward, we've got two main events really I think investors should really watch out for. In the next couple of months, we're going to be publishing our first economic study. We'd like to really underscore the economics and how profitable an operation like this could be. That's going to be a very important milestone for the company. And second of all, the ongoing exploration and step-out work, we're going to see, we're hoping to see that Amarillo Grande becomes one of the largest uranium-vanadium districts in the world, and very exciting to be having the opportunity to work and lead an organization like this.
We'd like to encourage you to direct your web browsers to goldseek.com and bloomberg.com. Enter the ticker symbols BSK.V. And for the over-the-counter market, it's just BKUCF. Please jot these down. I don't own any shares, but I'd like to shake the piggy bank on this one. President Nico Kakos, look forward to hearing more in the future.
It'll be a real pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
GoldSeek employees may or may not own shares. Nothing contained herein should be construed as investment advice.